You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day. Let's all take a deep breath and blow out and just give thanks that we are alive and breathing today. And we have an opportunity to create infinite possibilities in our mind, in our bodies, and in our world, in our experiences today. And so I just want everyone to know I'm a practicing psychologist. I've been doing this for 23 years. I have a private practice. I do coaching really to people all over, especially since COVID. And so I'm always wanting to reach more people with my show, with the work that I do through my website, which is healthyminds.expert, and also with my CBD, my online dispensary at hemphappier.com. And I have to say, CBD is a life changer. It's short for cannabidiol, which is an oil that is derived from the hemp plant. And the hemp plant is one of the species of a cannabis plant, and it doesn't get you high. The receptor sites, every human being walking has an endocannabinoid system. And the purpose of our endocannabinoid system is to create balance and homeostasis in our bodies. And we have receptor sites in every organ of our body that receives these chemicals that come from the CBD, and it helps to put us in balance. So if you're struggling with anxiety, if you're struggling with depression, insomnia, chronic pain, any type of inflammatory type condition, CBD is life-changing. Again, it's considered a natural supplement, kind of like a vitamin supplement. It's legal in all 50 states. It has less than 0.3% THC, which is the legal limit. And the CBD from Wakana is third-party tested. They are removed the pesticides, the toxins, the heavy metals are pure. It's organic, certified USDA. And so I just really want you to try it if you haven't. I use it every day. And again, this is about you being worthy, deserving, and the creator of the best life that you can imagine. I'm so excited with me today. I have Adam C. Hall, and his new book is Divine Genius. And I'm just so excited about this information because we are all at a time where change is so pertinent to our survival and unlearning. So Adam C. Hall is committed to helping individuals unlearn beliefs, behaviors, and habits that shield them from discovering their divine genius. The key to acknowledging and activating your true divine selves. In his new book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, Adam shares the 13 universal wisdom teachings and the genius process that led to his transformation, discovered on the extraordinary journey that took him from the shores of Santa Barbara, California, to the jungles of Peru. He's passionate about sharing this information with the world. He is an author, speaker, futurist, social architect, impact investor, advisor, and conservationist. 3 decades as a CEO and serial entrepreneur. Adam began his professional career as a self-described earth conqueror, ultimately turning to the role of earth keeper. He was the founder of three successful real estate development companies before personal and professional devastation forced him to reevaluate everything in his life. Ultimately, he began to integrate a deeply spiritual and more authentic and natural approach, becoming a trained shaman, and teacher of the Course of Miracles. It was then he chose to focus on creating a company that protected the planet, and particularly open space at risk of development. As the CEO of Renaissance Capital, Adam raised over $1.5 billion in capital investment. He has conserved premier natural landscapes in perpetuity. He spent two decades as an impact investor dedicated to the quadruple bottom line: people, planet, profits with purpose, and founded the Earth Keeper Alliance. Adam has dedicated himself to fostering conscious evolution, business, and culture over the past two decades through his books, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, and the first book in his autobiographical trilogy, The Earth Keeper, Undeveloping the Future. His 40 keynotes and more than 60 radio and television show interviews he has done, Adam continues to seek and find ways to elevate consciousness and create optimal inner wellness. Today, he is the founder, CEO of The Genius Studio, creator of The Genius Process. I love this. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. It's great to be here with you and just finding our way to find balance in life, as you mentioned. These are exciting yet challenging, but also very times of great opportunity. And I look forward to talking to you more about all of the above today and going wherever you want to go and really finding a way to celebrate life, but to bring ourselves into the most optimal state of wellness in body, mind, and spirit. And look forward to exploring with you.
Okay. I know you can hear the ding, trying to eliminate that. So I really want to start with this idea of relearning life and wellness and unlearning these behaviors and limitations that we put on ourselves, because it sounds like you've been full circle. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Well, yes, I'd be happy to. The idea that I put forth in Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, is that we need do nothing to acquire anything else in our lives to bring holistic health and balance and even mental health. We need to simply kind of unlearn our old conditioned ways. And I think we, you know, all of us grow up in a culture, in a community, in a family, and or lack of a family, or whatever it may be in our lives. And those experiences and traumas create belief systems. They offer thought patterns. They lock us into a way of living in the future's past. In other words, we have 60, 70, 80,000 thoughts a day. And the vast majority of those thoughts, Dr. Erica, are conditioned thoughts. In other words, we're having a repetition of what we learned when we were 7 years old. We're creating experiences that happen to us during the earlier parts of our lives. And maybe we go off and we marry somebody because we think they're going to fulfill a need in our lives. Or we go off and create a job simply because it needs to fill our sense of lack or not being worthy. So there are numerous things that every single human being shares that the circumstances are different, but every one of us shares these very challenging, mindset, so to speak. And this idea of unlearning is really one that empowers you as an individual to really let go of the things that no longer serve you, because there's nothing that else needs to be acquired. It has been given. That genius lies within all of us. In other words, we often want, if I only had this, I mean, how many times have we said that? Oh, I need to have this outside, or this person can do this for me. No, we don't need to do that. What we simply need to do is choose again. And that is the choice of letting go of that separate mindset, that ego mindset of limiting beliefs. So hopefully that gives a little bit of context around the unlearning curve. And I put forth a process where we can explore how to do that most simply, most gracefully, and also immediately. Why wait years or lifetimes, if you believe in that stuff, to show up for your truest, most authentic self, the genius in you? Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of the clients that I work with struggle with letting it go. It's so familiar. It's so ingrained. It's so a part of who they believe they are. And so when I present that information to them and I say, you know, this is simply a habit that you formed, but you can choose to let it go. They struggle with letting it go because it's so much a part of who they identify themselves to be. Can you speak a little bit to this, really, this divine genius that transcends that?
Yes, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because there is that struggle. And, you know, Einstein said some years ago, and you probably have heard this, that you can't transcend the problem from the place that the problem was created. Now, I'm paraphrasing there, but the point is that when we try to get beyond an identity, I'm a father, you know, I want to be something more than I am. I want to be seen. You know, these are natural human instincts. And there's just great challenge associated with trying to say, oh, I get that I need to do this. But the fact of the matter is, actually doing it is a whole nother thing. So what I put forth in the divine genius, the unlearning curve, and what I do with my clients is we get to unlearn that thought pattern that keeps us locked in a place where we created the problem. In a moment, I'm just going to share with you why that problem exists and why we fear it. It's about fear. It's about a death. But for this second, I want to just share with you, when we look at that thought system, that ego mind system, thought system, that mindset that keeps us in a sense of identity, we fear the unknown of not being identified. I mean, we see many people that stay in abusive relationships, for example, because they're locked in an identification of that relationship and identity of themselves and do not think very highly of themselves. So how do you break out of this conundrum, the seemingly morass of this, this place that's kind of like a puzzle, or we're lost in a place where we can't get out of, and that can be like a prison.
It is like a stronghold.
It's the stronghold. It's really a death grip. And so we want to free ourselves and liberate ourselves. And we have the free will to make this choice. So what I kind of found on my journey to unlearning is that it began a process. I began a process, and this began with my work with A Course in Miracles, where we simply need to look at the thought system that we identify with. And when we look at the thought system, we see, yeah, it creates a lot of pain. It creates a lot of problems. And it keeps us locked in an old pattern. And we keep living our past and repeating our past. So the invitation today with the divine genius, the unlearning curve, is to break that pattern. And we can break that pattern by looking at that. But that necessitates that we call upon courage, that we must be courageous to face the fear to move beyond, to transcend, as you said, these thought systems. We know the thought system is wired into our brain, but new science is now showing us that we can rewire our brain. Our neurology is very malleable. In other words, we don't have to be locked in a pattern. We can actually begin and choose new ways of thinking and living our lives more fully. So looking at our fear and moving into the fear of what is really the unknown. And if we think about it, Dr. Erica, we don't fear the unknown because we don't know the unknown. You don't know what's unknown. We just fear the idea of the unknown. And what I can say through my personal journey that I share is that stepping into the unknown, facing my fears, it revealed this magnitude of my own life, of deeper self-love, of acceptance, because in that place, I am worthy. I am held by nature, by others, and that I can show up for my fullest expression and gifts as a genius. And this applies to everybody. We must face our fears. We must enter into that place of death and surrender. Now, this is not physical death. This is psychological death. So I want to invite everybody today to lift themselves into this choice, to empower yourself into this choice, because nobody can take your right away to choose to move beyond what keeps you locked in a life that's not really meant to be. And these are times that challenge us. It's time for all of us to step up. And that's why I'm here with you today and sharing today so we can do it together.
I love the concept of having the courage to do it, because I think that so many people, like you were saying, they have this fear of the unknown. And when I work with my clients, I always say it's an opportunity to begin to create, like not only in fear, but creating what you do want, what you do desire. And it takes courage to really think about what that is. What do you want? That takes a lot of courage to decide, I have a choice. I don't have to be who I was. I can be different. Who is that being that I want to be? Speak a little bit about this practice of ayahuasca. Am I saying you're wrong? Ayahuasca? I don't know.
Let me speak to that. Ayahuasca.
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 Thank you. Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca is a medicinal medicine that comes from the plant medicine from the jungles of South America, Central and South America, primarily in South America, which is Ecuador, Brazil, Peru. And ayahuasca is a medicinal medicine that for the millennia, the men and women, the wisdom keepers and earth keepers of our earth, from way back when, would use the ayahuasca as the a medicinal medicine for healing, to heal their lives, to attune more within their own body, mind, and spirit with the greater totality of Earth, our sun, and the universe. In other words, in that connectivity, the ayahuasca supported a deeper understanding of our own health, our own holistic health of body, mind, and spirit, and also serves to connect us to an alignment, to balance in a holistic way with each other, our planet, and the universe, as I mentioned. It invites us to die away to, or let go, I should say, let die away all that no longer serves us. Now, there's other medicinal medicines like mushrooms, peyote, San Pedro. There's other forms of more synthetic medicines like LSD, TMZ, and there's other ways of that are serve people's journeys. These medicinal medicines are very powerful. They're not for everybody. You can create powerful healing experiences without any of these things with the right guide and the right expert. And that's, I want to emphasize that more than ever. So the point I'm really saying here is that ayahuasca is a medicine that I have used in the right situation in the jungles with the right masters that brew and make these medicines. They bring forth the light and love and healing power of their lives, but also as channels, as mediums between the power of nature to heal our lives. And we can heal our lives with nature in our connection with one another in the oneness of who we are. And what I found, Dr. Erica, when I was in a state of not being in the one, but in the separate ego mindset, I was in a state of disease, in a state of death. And that's what happens in that mindset. The vast majority of our globe lives in that separation. This is what has got us in this mess in the first place. So I'm inviting everybody, let's decide that there's another choice, that we have this power, that we can choose a more holistic way of life, of living it in wellness and fullness, and really embrace the genius within all of us. And so that's the idea of ayahuasca. And you can certainly learn more online, but just don't dive in. Make sure you check into it for yourself. It's very personal.
I'm just curious about it. And, you know, I know that this journey that you were on of transformation, because like you said, you had everything material. You had this idea of the perfect life, but it wasn't what fulfilled you. And so you went through a transformation and from there learned these 13 universal wisdom teachings in this genius process. And so I was just curious about what that journey was, and maybe speak a little bit about these 13 universal wisdom teachings, or speak of one or two. And
I'd be happy to. And the journey that we go on is the journey that frees us from our stories, from our past. And it doesn't mean you have to go to Peru or anywhere else in the world, but it is an invitation that invites us to be the hero or the heroine of our lives, to embrace the courage that innately lies within all of our souls. That is the invitation to lift ourselves more fully into our own genius and into our own expression. And that means you need to show up. You don't have to worry about anything other than just saying, I'm showing up, God, universe, mother, father, whatever that may be for you. It's not a matter of a priest or a guru or an Adam sitting here saying anything to you. It's a matter of a personal choice. And when you show up, then you begin your journey. And these journeys are full of guides, both present and physical, and also what I have found is guides that are on the other side. Some call them angels. Some call them ascended masters. And I refer to my guide in the divine genius as an ascended master, who I gave the name Men, M-E-N, not as a gender, but as an archetypal energy that is the wise one. Think of Merlin in the Grail stories, or the Knights of the Round Table, who brings the wisdom to guide us along the journey. So I was invited to do an 81-day session with him that continued every day for 81 days, that where I received this deep wisdom that is universal in nature. In other words, every one of us carries wisdom and power, and the wisdom of our own power comes through our life experience. In other words, not information listening to CNN or whatever we absorb in our social media and all that noise. This is wisdom that comes through your life experience, meaning you got to get out of the existing lives that we're living, break that mold a bit, and venture out a bit. Say hi to a stranger. Go to a new place in your neighborhood. Get out into nature. Sit by the creek. Go to the lakes. Look at saying hello to the world in a new way with new eyes. Listen differently. You don't need to go to Peru. But in that place, there'll be a voice that's going to speak to you. There'll be signs that will show up that may say, oh, that's interesting. I need to go over to that class and investigate. Oh, I need to talk to that person. So we show up for this. And that's the journey that I took. And it revealed these 13 universal wisdom teachings. In other words, they're applicable to all of us. And the most important one, they're all important, but the most important one is the first one. It's something I practice every day. And that is forgiveness, true forgiveness. And when we think of forgiveness in a traditional sense, that does really very little to free us from the story that we are trying to forgive. And this is not to say that a tragic event or abuse or things did not happen. That's not what that is about. When we're in that story, then we're playing the victim, or we were the perpetrator of doing wrong to somebody else, or we're even trying to rescue someone seemingly in a nice way, but that's the same old victim, perpetrator, rescuer, or, you know, and some say being the prostitute to our lives. In other words, we were having to serve somebody else. No, this is not how we practice forgiveness in the genius process. What we do is something a little different. We offer this idea that we forgive ourselves first and foremost, and we forgive others, not for what happened, but for what did not happen. And what did not happen first and foremost is that I, say for an example of where I did wrong to someone in my life, perpetrated under that story, that I did something that I need to forgive myself. And I forgot, Dr. Erica, that I was connected to that person, that they're not just simply a body over there, but they have a heart too. And that they've gone astray and they erred as well. They forgot our connection, because in the connection, there can be no separation and there can be no hatred and there can be no ostensive victim, perpetrator, rescuer mentality. So when we begin there, we begin with that place of forgiveness of ourselves. We begin the journey to free ourselves of the story that sometimes keeps us locked into shame, unworthiness, self-loathing, anger towards others, repressed sadness, depression leads to medication, diagnosis in our traditional way. Doesn't really work so well. So try forgiveness out. I work with it every day. I'm finding myself having to forgive myself and forgive others, because it's just the way that separate brain mindset of the ego thinks. So that's the one I want to emphasize the most. There's so many more, but we're short on our time today. So let's just leave it at that one.
I love it. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. Please share with my listeners where they can get the book, your website, where they can get more about what you're doing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Erica. And please visit my website, www.adamhall.solutions. www.adamhall.solutions. And when you are there, I want to make sure that you receive as a gift from me an ebook that I created called The Little Book of Genius, Wisdom for Abundance. In other words, let's end scarcity and lack once and for all. And in this little flip book, it's a beautiful little digital book, you can get insights and wisdom around creating abundance in your life. That's the most important thing I want to offer today. It talks and speaks it to these 13 wisdom teachings. And there's other things on that on the website that may interest you as well. And you can reach out to me. I'm available to be connected. Just send me a note and I'll try to get back with you in a timely manner. And of course, if you're interested in Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, you can go to Amazon worldwide and you can get yourself a copy. It's available in paperback, hardback. It's in Kindle. And it's going to be on audio in about 2 weeks. So you can get it any way you want it. I encourage you to check it out. I believe it can change your life and make you feel whole, complete, and full of lots of love and joy and abundance.
Thank you so much. I just, I appreciate you. I love your message. And I love that you share such deep wisdom with me and my listeners. And thank you.
You're so welcome. Blessings and be well, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.